Welcome to The Dolan Diaries, a show for creators of all stripes to think deeply about their art and its place in culture. My goal with this show is to encourage you to gain clarity, movement, alignment, and focus. You are a leader, whether you know it or not. And if I can encourage you to keep going and not stop, to hone your message and style, to become the human being beyond your wildest dreams, I believe we will see exponential impact in the world. The tools are there. The opportunity is now. Will you claim your voice and speak truth? Let's crush fear, stop complaining, stop comparing, drop the excuses, and take this creative life seriously. You were created with a purpose, and it's time to claim your superpower. I'm your host, Jeff Dolan, and this is episode 11, entitled Brand Leverage. All show notes will be at jeffdolan.com/11, where you can also subscribe to the written version of this show. All right, the title Brand Leverage is too broad to cover in depth today, but there are some interesting news and conversations this week that prompted me to clarify and share some observations. This episode should interest those who are building a brand or leveraging other platforms to build their own brand. If you are part of the YouTube vlog community, the topic this week was the recent change by YouTube to limit those channels who can monetize through ads to only those with 1,000 subscribers or 4,000 hours of watch time on their videos. While I chose to go the podcast route instead of the vlogging route this year, I try to stay active in the vlogger community on YouTube as much as a busy dad and creator can. Here's the thing. YouTube is a brand, a platform that folks are leveraging to grow their brand for free. Think about that. It means your brand is the product they are selling, the creators, period. So there's inherent danger there. First, when they do things like raise the bar or change the game, no one can whine. It's their game, their rules. And by the way, I believe they did everyone a favor because it's hard to build a channel and even harder to monetize. So their move is simply a reality check for those out of touch. Second, it underlines the importance of building your own unique brand without being beholden to one platform or company. But you might say, Jeff, you're using Anchor, just like a vlogger might use YouTube. Yes, but I am leveraging Anchor, knowing full well they could disappear tomorrow. There's a difference. I have the freedom to drop an ad right now, right here, if I want. But if Anchor shut my show down, I would simply email my owned email list the new place they can subscribe and follow me. It's just a bump in the road, not an end to my business or creative outlet. Are you tired of running your own online ads and want to outsource it to competent professionals? Are you just catching on that the ROI on, say, a Facebook ad is still super affordable right now? Before the big box brands arrive and drive the cost up on the little guys? Maybe you want someone to run your LinkedIn, Instagram, or Twitter ads for under $250, $500, or even $1,000 a month. Then make the crew at AdWave your new friends. Go to adwave.tv. That's adwave.tv to browse the affordable ad packages today. As a creator, we must keep in mind that the world wants to own us and our creations. The resistance, as Stephen Pressfield calls it, wants to devour us, exploit us, sell us for profit. We must fight this by being wise to the benefits and dangers of leveraging other platforms and brands. Let's go through some other examples in other industries, healthcare, e-commerce, and retail. My background is in the B2B medical software market. In this market, you have electronic medical record companies, EMRs, ranging from household names like GE to lesser known but still influential companies like Epic, Cerner, Allscripts, and Athena Health. Each have something called a marketplace or partners program. On the surface, it sounds great. You have a piece of software that complements the EMR. Nice. Partner with us and we support and promote you among our customers. We all make money and win together. Sounds perfect, right? What could go wrong? Well, like YouTube, they can change the game at any moment. They can shut off your integration. They can raise the criteria for partnering. But more importantly is what they don't tell you. They can assess how profitable you are, and if you succeed, they simply copy your functionality and build it into their platform natively, or offer to buy you out at a discount. If you say no, they can go find a more willing competitor. So you have to go in understanding what game you are playing and be prepared to suffer the consequences if you don't. Let's take Amazon. Let's say you are selling online products and they invite you to sell in their marketplace. You get really excited and work extremely hard to be successful because, hey, they're the biggest platform to bring buyers to your business in the world. Sounds great, right? Then after innovating, testing, risking your time and money, you succeed. You put all of your effort in the Amazon bucket because of the volume of customers it brought you. Congrats. Except you may have missed the real game being played. Amazon owns these customers and has been watching your numbers. They determine that your success should be their success and copy your product. Like a Costco with the Kirkland brand, you now get to compete with the store generic. Congratulations. Your innovative new product has become a commodity. And if you are not aware of the true game being played, you are also out of business. It happens in more ways and in more markets than you think, so be careful to assume whose game you are playing when leveraging other brands or platforms. I'll end with this. Most of us creators know that we must build our own unique brand, unique service, or unique products. We know if we can be authentic while building trust with our own audience on our own platforms, we can start playing our own game on our own terms. But the second we start leveraging what someone else has built, borrowing their trust, audience, or brand, we must assess whether it is worth the risks. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Jeff Dolan, and today is Sunday, March 11th, 2018. Please download the Anchor app, find this show, and click the message button to call into the show with any questions or comments. I would love to hear your voice on the show. You can subscribe at jeffdolan.com or on your favorite podcast platform, such as iTunes, and I encourage you to share this with any creators in your life. Have a good week, be kind, and take care.